Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Questions You Have, Answers I Give. And this is episode 66. We're executing Q&A 66, which means, with our new policy, that this is on the free feed as well, the normal iTunes feed, as it's divisible by three. That is my OCD way to sizzle this Patreon content. And so this is our Patreon listener Q&A podcast. It's we just muck about. We just throw out some questions, and some serious, some not so serious. Mix in a few tangents and we're done with some content. And if you want to hear this, more like this, if you want to submit questions and hear the other 65 episodes, as well as all the other bonus content that we have, check out the Patreon, the $3 level, the Content Club, at patreon.com/steelwars. And just in the last week or so, we've got a new, this is on the Patreon, a new Page Wars with King Tom going through the Age of Resistance Snoke, Supreme Leader Snoke comic. And I read this one, much to Tom's shock, and we both give it our infamous turn it or burn it, and which is our rating. And there's no middle ground here. And break it all down, go through all the exciting things we found out in that comic. There's a non-spoiler bit, and then we go into just blatant spoilers. And the point of the Page Wars podcast is because I don't have time to read the books or listen to them, but Tom does, and he's very he's got a great Star Wars insight. So if he reads them and just tells me what happens, what I need to know, then I'm sort of staying up on things, and it's, I feel included in what's going on. I feel much more a part of it, knowing what the kids are talking about, Star Wars fan. And so that's what that's there for. There's a new Jukun Strikes Back with my wife, Jacqueline, and her friend Blondie. And I, we had a Phantom Menace viewing party on Saturday night. So we recorded some before and after watching the Phantom Menace with a few rosés. And it's a good time. I had such a good time watching The Phantom Menace. I really had a ball. It was like the bits that like have bothered me for the past 20 years. I was like, and I chuck in a bit of headcanon and stuff to fill in some gaps, a little bit of phantom editing as we go. But so that's there. There's a new Star Wars Year by podcast that's on both feeds, as it's divisible by three. And me and Hawes, we go through the Star Wars Year by Year book, which is an awesome book. And they're just each year's like talking points, things that happen. And we talk about all eras of Star Wars inevitably. Especially Shadows of the Empire. Every episode, you'll get a Shadows of the Empire reference. And there's a new Robbo report up, which is on both feeds. Robbo and I have a very good time sparring with our Star Wars thoughts. But let's get into the questions. Rebecca Edwards from Perth, Australia. One of our... She is one of the most questioning listeners we have, because she contributes pretty much, only a few exceptions, every episode. So thanks, Rebecca. And oh my God, she drops amazing questions like this. Hey, Steel. Throughout the Star Wars saga, there have been many lettered ships. A-Wing, B-Wing, and of course, X-Wing. Of all the letters not used, what letter would you like a Rebel ship to be? And what would its purpose be? Maybe an S for Steel. Or even to really be out there, an S for Saunders. The possibilities are endless, or at least limited to 26. Maybe a H-Wing for Harrison. Huru, Rebecca in Perth. Epic question, Rebecca. H for Harrison, it would have to fly forwards. Because the H you've got written up here, or it could be lowercase h, because a capital H just looks like a TIE fighter. A lowercase h, I'm not really into that. No, the only way I can sort of think it would be cool if it was on its side, and that's just sort of like a B-Wing. So I wouldn't go H for it. I'm going to look at the keyboard. What about an exclamation wing? Like the dot of the exclamation mark is held on via, you know, some like pod racer lightning, but more force fieldy because it's out in space. So it's got to be a bit more stable than a pod racer's little binding thing. But that would be pretty sick. And like the jet propulsion or whatever it is could come through the top of the eye and then the dot of the eye, not the eye, dot of the exclamation point. I guess it could be an eye as well, but exclamation point's just way better because it's like, exclamation wing, X wing. Oh, that doesn't. Okay, that one's already taken. So, X-Wing. Trying to do it with exclamation. Whatever. But, it would be sick if the dot on the exclamation point was hollow. So, the jet, the engine would come out of the main bit and then through, like, the donut-holed dot and then out through there. Like a spoiler for the engine. Something. What else could there be? T-Wing? You'd go a T-Wing. It could, capital T, and the bottom bit of the T could fold in. Like, not fold to one of the other bits of the T, but it could like split up the middle and then when it lands, it's almost like it's got a top fin like a shuttle Tidarium. Or it could just go out the back. But yeah, T-Wing could be sick. Y-Wing, we've got that one. I've got the U-Wing. What about the Q-Wing? That'd be, it would be sort of like a gunner ship, I feel like. And the pilot would be at the top of the Q. And then on the little, whatever that thing is that goes off the side of the Q, that could be like a gunner. And you're like, cha, 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 cha. Bring in the Q-Wings. Poe's made way for the Q-Wings. I'm not getting hired for any Star Wars audio dramas anytime soon. Yeah, so maybe the Q-Wing. Whoa! What about the hashtag? The Hashwing. That would look sick. That would look sick. Hash, the Hash Fighter. I probably wouldn't do it, like the hash on my keyboard has got like a slight italic to it. I'd probably just want to do it sort of like a noughts and crosses board. If they get that hashtag wing going, that could also be the next symbol on the keyboard, the dollar wing. because it's going to bring in so much cash. So much cash. The percentage sign wing. That seems like really Attack of the Clones. You know, with those little bubble pods the clone troopers were shooting out of. All right, the hash wing. Stoked on that. Very happy. Thank you, Rebecca. Rick Villanueva. God, I hope I said that right, Rick. I feel like I'm getting close. How you doing, Rick? It's so good to hear from you. Second time this week, actually, which is cool. Hey, Steel, who's going to lose a limb in the Rise of Skywalker? Because we haven't had any on-camera limb loss. And I know that's... like, sometimes people complain about that as it's some necessary trope. And I think because people... I don't know, there's something about that that, like, because people get annoyed by it, like, it has to be there, it doesn't seem as fun to have it in there. If it's, like, this mandatory, oh, we've got to have a limb. Like, it used to... I don't know. I always sort of thought... like, when I realized, and I didn't realize, like I, someone said that, you know, all the films have a limb get lost. It's like, oh, yeah, cool. But, like, you knew there was, you know, limb loss, but you didn't know it was in everything. Yeah, I hadn't taken stock, you guys. Sometimes you got to take stock. I had not. But that's why I read Star Wars tweets. I find out things like that. So, yeah, I think The Force Awakens was going to have Uncle Plot get his arms ripped off by Chewbacca at Mars' castle, but that got cut or ripped. Kylo Ren. I reckon Kylo Ren is losing a limb by... something Emperor Palpatine related. Either him or a minion. Oh, what about the Knights of Ren? I don't know. But I think... I'm pretty sure... well, I'm not pretty sure. I just think, in my head canon, Kylo Ren. I'm stressed out about people's... expectations for this film, and like there's just a strong vibe from a fair amount of like people I see on Twitter of it better go my way, and I hope it goes everyone's way in some form, but yeah, I don't know, you just got to go in loose and just see what happens, and yeah, I wouldn't be putting all my chips on that ending lining up with your ending. Whether or not your one is more logical or is better storytelling or whatever, but yeah, or just like you thought, hey, that should not how we ended up because he did this, or it shouldn't have ended up like that because it was not his fault. Either way, whatever happens, happens. And it's just their interpretation of a made-up story that they also started making up after someone else made up a bunch of other stuff about a place that doesn't exist and people that never existed. Shocking, I know. But, yeah, that's just something that's been weighing on my mind. So I blurted it out. Yeah, Kylo Ren, I reckon. I think it's going to be Kylo Ren. Aaron Taylor, do you think Resistance was cancelled after 2 seasons or was it planned to be a short run? Well, I don't know. They make those things a long time ago. Like, do all the voice acting and stuff. Like, 2 years? I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there. But I know it does seem like you can't just... Yeah, I don't know. I would like to think that it was planned to be a short run. Because that is the better result. Because we're only getting two seasons. So it would be better for the series if they'd plan, like if they said, hey, we're just going to do two sweet series of Star Wars Resistance, and then we'll move on to something else. But yeah, rather than they got super early word that it was going to get cancelled. Because, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't even know if they'd recorded season two before season one had come out. But that would still give them time. Yeah, it could be either way. But I hope. Because, like, The Office, the UK Office, and this is way common in the UK, is they just do two series and then maybe a special. And they're just banging. It doesn't drag on. Like on Star Wars U by podcast, we're working out our top five shows of all time. A horse was asking me mine. And then I was talking about it with Jackie, and she was saying, oh, what about The Simpsons? And I'm like, well, I don't watch it. Like, it's still going. So it sort of bumps itself out of the top five just on oversaturation. So, yeah, I sort of think it was planned to be a short run, and I would like to think that as well, which is, yeah, thinking what you'd like to think is, that's big on the internet, so I'm fitting in. Thanks, Aaron. Hi, Steel. Oh, this is from Catherine Neen, everyone, in Melbourne. Hey, Steel. Hi, Steel. Do you think the Gareth Edwards resistance fighter survived the Battle of Crait? Oh. I don't know, maybe. Where was Nathan Hamill? Was he in the Millennium Falcon? At the end? Like, I know he wasn't, like, in the shot. But, like, in the story of Star Wars, is he in the Falcon in that bit? Is he still on the Falcon? I'm going to ask him. Wait there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's going on twitter.com here? Hey, at Nathan Hamill. Hey, at the end of The Last Jedi, is your character on the Falcon in another room? Hey, at the end of The Last Jedi, is your character on the Falcon in another room? If so, will you be in the background of The Rise of Skywalker scene? tweet. Let's get back to these questions. Let's see if he replies. You better. Yeah, I don't know. He was close in the but wait. No, there was a fair bit of battle. Yeah. I don't know, Catherine. Probably best not to think about it. Maybe he's on a farm somewhere, you know? Brandon Baker, a few of these questions are a little bit older. If the rumors are true this time and the Obi-Wan series is happening, well, it is. Brandon didn't know, you know, he's just asking questions from the past. This question's still very applicable. Just settle down. No one smashed their iPod or Zoom until I finished. If the rumors this time are true and the Obi-Wan series is happening, do you think Joel Edgerton's Uncle Owen should join the cast? Or do you think his character could be recast without fan uproar? Yeah, if that's like... if that's part of the story that they want to tell about this, then... yeah, get him in. I definitely don't want anyone else. And, like, he's in LA. You know, he's a very busy actor, but I don't think he would be above a return. Yeah, I've had a light bit of interaction with him and, you know, it doesn't seem like it seems like a you know, a positive thing, something that he had fun at. So, yeah, I think if that's where the story takes him, get him in there. And do I think his character could be recast without fan uproar? I don't think you can do anything without fan uproar, to be honest, Brandon. And Bonnie Pessy, is that his name, her name? She played Brew. She's in LA. And, you know, she's... I think a musician here, so do you know what I mean? I think she'd be up for it as well. That, I don't know how much interaction you want to have. Like, I don't know, in Rebels, when Luke ran across the farm, bit much for me. We've all got our line that you hope won't be crossed, and they're on different topics, they're all in different positions. There's some things you're sensitive to way more than others. I'm very sensitive to Luke Skywalker. And I don't know, it just seemed a little bit... the cordial seemed a bit rich. Not enough. Not diluted enough in that scene. Is that a good metaphor? Should I do more cordial-based metaphors from now on? Thanks, Brandon. Dom Legaspi. Dominic. The barbecuer from SF. BBQSF, as he never says. Hey, Steel, do you think the sacred Jedi texts were already in the tree when Luke got to Ahch-To? Excellent. Or did he bring them there after the time he spent searching for the Jedi relics post-Return of the Jedi? Yoda said they weren't page-turners. So if he's physically read them before, he's either been to Ahch-To before or he'd fallen asleep trying to read them elsewhere during his life. Otherwise, I suppose Force ghosts could Force read them while they're closed sitting on a shelf. Yeah? Oh, got to get Robbo onto that. How does a ghost read a book? Like, do they just like they just put, I don't know, you have to get, I don't know if they could read books. I'm sort of imagining that they could like go in between the pages, and but you're going to be, it's just not going to work. So unless you can, you're the type of apparition that can manipulate stuff. Well, Yoda could make lightning. He could start a fire. So maybe he could do that. I love the thought of Yoda being on Ahch-To before. that's super cool. Like, he went there and did some studying and, you know, had great relations with the groundskeepers. They're not the ground. What are they called? The caretakers? Caretakers. The groundskeepers. They were a bit like Groundskeeper Willie. That would be a good meme, actually. The rocks fall down and then groundskeeper's there shaking his rake. Yeah, I like if I got to be a Marvel Comics writer, and we all know I should be, I can come up with some. I would definitely do a comic about Yoda visiting Ukto, and you know, and because it's a Marvel comic, I'd put in a little like comment like, this rock formation's been on the side of this cliff for 10,000 years. I would never damage it with a lightsaber, nor should anyone. Wink, wink. Again, some of those references get a little bit. I'm just having some fun. It's fine. Having a bit of a friendly whinge about the poetry, the Star Wars poetry. It's all connected. Good question, Dom. But I'll bring up that point with Robbo on the next Robbo report. Ryan Dassing. Sadu. Say we get another teaser trailer for The Rise of Skywalker in September. What's more likely we'll see, in your opinion? A shot of Leia or a Force ghost? Oh, this was prior to D23, this question. Sorry, guys. Fingers crossed we get one, but I'm not betting any credits on that. Thanks and keep up the great content. I think they're being pretty liberal with the brief shots of Leia just to get people used to it, not to make it a big mystery, not to have that tension going in, not to make like that what the articles are about the day after. I'm sure they're going to get mentioned, but it won't be like, because like they would have fed a bit of that imagery out, it won't be like what people are super interested in. I reckon we could get a Force Ghost Luke in the trailer. I feel like they want that out there. Like they kept Luke Skywalker totally under wraps in The Force Awakens. I reckon they're going to want to let the Johnny Ticket Buyer. You know Johnny Ticket Buyer? He's friends with, like, Barry Funko. You know, these people that they're friends of, you know, or they've got an office near you or, you know, and then they've got their one Funko and they're going to go on opening night or on the opening weekend, but they're not, like, listening to podcasts and stuff like that. I think you want to give people the confidence because obviously if you have not picked up on the vibe, but the death of Luke Skywalker was a little bit controversial, mixed reactions to the life and times of LS. That'd be really bad. You know how like superheroes have their logos on their belts? How whack would it be if Luke Skywalker had LS on his belt buckle? That's some good content. Yeah, so we got the shot of Leia at D23. I think they're going to keep putting those out there. And, you know, I'm a fan of predictive backseat marketing, and I think it would be a good marketing move to put Force Ghost Luke Skywalker. Let people know that their old friend, their hero, Luke Skywalker, is going to be in this. It's just like, oh, I've got to go see it now. You know, I was probably going to go see it anyway, but oh my God, more is a Force Ghost? Yeah. So fingers crossed for that. Sizzle Dizzle. Hey, dude, was thinking about Luke's The Rise of Skywalker trailer lines during the recent Jukun Strikes Back ep and got to thinking, what if he's not talking to Rey but Ben? The words I got hooked into were, 1,000 generations live inside you now. That would suggest a sort of lineal destiny thing, which I hope they forego. But the way the teaser is edited, it seems like it may be classic JJ misdirection. CJJM. Thoughts? Even if you switch it to Ben, like that, he's not getting 1,000 generations. Because it just goes, like, Princess Leia, Anakin Skywalker, Shmi Skywalker, Force pregnation, at least. So I don't think that wording is a clue. It could be one of my hashtag world famous incidental spoilers. Wait, what did I call them? I have to ask Robbo. He hates that term that I'm trying to get out there. Happenstance spoilers, maybe, where something spoils it, but they didn't actually know. Like, it's not because of that. Don't. Too hard to explain. I'll get Robbo to explain it under gritted teeth next week. What if I think this is the best scenario. What if Luke Skywalker is talking to both of them as they go into their final battle as a team against the Sith forces, Palpatine or something? That'd be sick. Now, I know, you know, some people don't want the Bendemption or, you know, and I think Bendemption is, there's levels to it. You know, there is, I don't know, maybe some people at one end think that Bendemption is all is forgiven, he turns good, and they end with like a wedding scene or, you know, like a celebration scene where they're together, Rey and Kylo. Or I sort of think is, like, he sacrifices to save Rey and the day, but doesn't make it out. That's, like, yeah. I've got to lock that in as how I would do it and how it's, that's my logic. That error of the ways, rights are wrong, kinda, sorta, you know. Did stab a few people, but it's Star Wars. It's a space fairy tale, you know. And yeah, then he has to sacrifice to save the day. Save Rey and the Resistance and the galaxy and Broom Boy. Where is Broom Boy? Come on, buddy. Where you at? All right. And on that very odd note, we will wrap it up for this episode of Questions You Have Answers I Give. If you want to write a question or have a talking point or want to comment on this episode, hit the Patreon page at patreon.com/steelwars. There's links at steelwars.com and in this episode's show notes. And just post a question in the notes, in the comments for this episode, episode 66. Then on episode 67, which will be back to a Patreon exclusive, not a Patreon all access, we will answer them. And if you like the extra content and, you know, you've got $3 to spare a month to help the production of the podcast, it is essential to the podcast's continuation. And that would be dope. And we do tons of – I really have a good time making these Patreon bonus shows, and I've sort of carved out these little theme shows that are things that are going to interest me, that hopefully my interest will pass on some enthusiasm for you guys about what we're talking about, because these are the Star Wars chats I like to have. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, everyone, to ask questions. Thanks to the patrons that make this possible. And just thanks to everyone for listening, whether you want to be a patron or not. If you enjoyed the app, give it a share or a like on Facebook or a retweet or a sweet five-star review on iTunes. It all helps keep the vibes good. All right, you guys, thanks so much. And may that force be with you. Oh, hopefully by the time the next podcast comes up, Nathan would have replied as well. May that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.